Lord, we are thankful for each one with us this evening and this morning, as the case may be.
主啊，我们感谢您的今天呢，就是晚上或者说是上午呢，跟我们在一起的这些人。
We thank you for the truth of God that we can study.
我们感谢神的真理呢，我们可以去学习。
We're thankful for great men of God like the Apostle Paul, who cared enough to write this letter to the Philippians so that they could be encouraged, and so could we.
还有呢，我们感谢呢，属神的那样的伟大的人，那个使徒保罗，他非常关心呢，所以他跟那个就是说是就是腓立比的那些圣徒呢，写了一封信，这样我们也可以学习。
And so, Lord, this evening we come again in our weakness and we're praying for your strength, for your mercy, for your grace upon us.
主啊，我们今天带着我们的软弱来到这里，我们就是祈求呢，您的力量、您的那个恩典、您的帮助。
And we pray for all, Lord, who are often with us. May the blessing of God be upon them if they can be with us, and if they can't this evening, bless them, we ask.
所以我们感谢呢，那些呢经常参加我们这个学习的，如果他们今天不能参加，或者说呢，他们马上要参加，不管他们是怎么样，求您赐福给他们。
And so we give thanks now and look to you for blessing and for help. And we ask your blessing in Jesus' name.
所以呢，我们现在向神感恩，祈求您的赐福和帮助。我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。
Amen.
Amen. So good to see everyone this evening.
所以非常高兴看到大家每个人。
We've been studying, starting to study last week in the book of Philippians.
我们上个星期开始学的腓立比书。
And I should again remind you of the story of the Philippians.
我应该跟大家呢，就是提醒一下关于腓立比的那个故事。
The Apostle Paul went to the city of Philippi, and there was no work for God going on apart from a few women who were praying.
现在使徒保罗呢和其他几个人一起去了腓立比，腓立比呢那里呢没有神的工作在继续，除了几个那个女性在河边祷告以外。
He started to visit with these women. Some got saved, and he preached openly, and they finally threw him into prison.
所以呢，就是说呢，他呢向这几个女性呢传递福音，他们得救了，然后呢，他开始那个公开的传道，最后呢，他被关在监狱里去了。
And as a result of being in prison, the prison warden got saved, his family got saved, and many others as well.
因为当他在监狱里的时候，那监狱的那个守卫呢，他得救了，然后呢，就是他家人也得救了，很多监狱的守卫都得救了。And
then he ultimately left the area and has decided to write to them, the Christians who were still serving the Lord in Philippi.
所以呢，当离开了那个地方以后呢，他开始决定呢，跟那些仍然在腓立比那个服事的圣徒们呢写信。And
Paul probably wrote this letter to them when he himself was in prison in Rome, in all probability, awaiting judgment from the Roman government as to whether he would live or whether he would be spared.
这个里面呢，就是说是当时呢，有可能呢，使徒保罗呢，他在罗马的监狱里给这些人写信。当时呢，他在罗马监狱等待那个罗马政府给他的那个审判，他或者说呢，放了他，或者说呢，定他有罪。So
that's rather a dismal approach to Christianity. Here's Paul. He was in prison, and that's how the church got started, and he's now in prison again. And you say, well, what's the point of being a Christian? You get all these difficulty, all these problems.
也就是基督徒呢，有时候的难处，因为呢，就是说是使徒保罗呢，刚开始呢，他给腓立比的人来传道，传道以后呢，然后呢，他们得救呢，成立教会，然后他被关到监狱里去了。 然后呢，后来呢，他现在在罗马又在监狱里。那么说呢，作为一个基督徒，人生面临这么多的困境和困难，那么说做基督徒，有什么意义呢？
So, where do we start now? I guess the question is, what do we know about this man, Paul?
那现在呢，我们从哪里开始呢？我认为呢，叫使徒保罗这个人，我们了解多少？
And what we know is this man had a faith in the Lord, which was extremely great and extremely strong.
对于我们所知道的呢，像使徒保罗这个人呢，他在主里的信心呢是极其强大的，极其的那个坚强的。
And it is a great encouragement to us.
这对我们来说是一个很大的鼓励。
So we're going to pick up our story tonight in verse 12. I think we maybe looked at this just a little bit last week, but that's where the story continues.
所以我们今天呢，要从第12节开始。我认为呢，那么上个星期呢，我们稍微讲到一点，那么说这里呢，是这个故事开始的地方。
So this is Philippians chapter 1, and we're going to start reading in verse 12.
所以现在呢是腓立比书第一章，我们要开始从第12节开始读。
It says, But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel.
对，第12节说呢，他说：“弟兄们，我愿你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。”
But what did happen to him? He was in prison at the beginning, and then he got free, and then he's back in prison now, and he's saying these things have been good.
那么说呢，在他身上发生了什么事情呢？他刚开始呢，就是说是传道以后呢，他被关在监狱里，然后又被放出来，放出来以后呢，他又来到又被关在监狱里面去了。
Now, I think under normal circumstances, if I were to be thrown in prison and you were to ask me, Harold, how's it going? I would probably say, not good.
因为我认为呢，如果我被关在监狱里，你就会说呢，Howard 呢，那你怎么样呢？我就会说，哎呀，这个情况不大好。
How could it be good
那怎么？
under such difficult circumstances for Paul?
就是这样一个如此那样困难的环境，对那个使徒保罗来说，怎么可能是好的呢？
And he says in verse 13, so that it has become evident that to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ.
13节说，以致我受的捆锁在整个总督府和其余的地方已经显明是为基督的缘故。
So many of the palace guard were asking the question, why is this man in prison?
所以呢，所有的那些在总督府的那些人呢，都问，哎，这个人呢，为什么会被关在监狱里呢？
And the answer was going out that he was there because he was a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这答案呢，就是他被关在监狱里呢，是因为他是相信主耶稣基督的一个信徒。
And so people began to ask the question, well, what's wrong with that? What has he done that's wrong? And so the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ was being explained to the palace guard. And it says to all the rest.
所以呢，他们就是问在都在开始问一个问题，那么说使徒保罗呢，他做错了什么事情呢？那么说呢，因为他被关在监狱里，所以整个的总督府的人呢，他们都知道使徒保罗在那里。
So we're not sure who the palace guard are.
所以我们不知道，不是很确定那个，就是说总督府在哪里。
And we're certainly not sure who all the rest are, but it seems that many, many people were hearing about the truth of God just because Paul was in prison.
所以呢，我们也不是很确定其余的人呢，他们是指哪些人。那么说呢，我们知道的是，因为呢，使徒保罗被关在监狱里，所以很多的人呢，成为了基督徒。
Well, frankly, that would be very encouraging to Paul. when he realized that his simply being in prison was causing many people to hear the message that he could no longer preach.
这个呢，对使徒保罗来说呢，保罗来说肯定是一个非常大的鼓励，因为他待在监狱里呢，所以呢，他可以去向那些去讲道，讲到，因为他这样讲到，本来没有人再能够听得到的，但是呢，他们很多人都听到了。
And then he goes on in verse 14 and explains a little bit about what's happening.
然后呢，他来到第十四节，解释了一点点关于发生的事情。
He says, because he was in prison, two things were happening.
对他说的，因为他在监狱里，所以两件事情发生了。
Actually, more than that, but verse 14 says, most of the brethren of the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear.
实际上呢，还有比那更多的事情。第十四节说呢，并且在那里主你的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。So
you can begin to understand that Paul is in prison, and the people who are wondering about him, the other Christians say, if Paul went to prison for this message, it's important that I preach it too. And so they started preaching just as Paul had, because they saw the boldness and the wisdom of Paul.
因为你知道呢，你可以去想象一下，这个时候呢，那些人呢，在外面的那些弟兄呢，他们呢，看到使徒保罗被关在监狱里，跟他们呢，传同样的信息，因此被关进监狱，所以呢，他们呢，因为看到使徒保罗在监狱里的这样的那个勇气和他的智慧，所以呢，他们更加放胆的去传福音了。
And they noticed the smile on Paul's face, or his encouragement as they read his letters, they recognized that though he were in prison, it was not a terrible thing. And consequently, they preached the word. The last words are in verse 14, without fear. They were no longer afraid. They said, if Paul can do it and survive in prison, we could preach. And if we go to prison, it's not going to be that bad. 因为他们有可能就看到使徒保罗脸上的微笑，也从那使徒保罗给他们写的书信里得到了鼓舞。他们说呢，如果说呢，使徒保罗呢能够在监狱里还能够这样的话呢，那么说呢，我们也可以去传福音。我们传福音呢，就是说是如果说我们因此传福音也被关在监狱里，因为使徒保罗在那个监狱里所给我们做的鼓励和他脸上的微笑，有可能呢就是说是被关在监狱里也不是一件很可怕的事，因此他们就放胆传福音了。 Now, frankly, it's only the goodness of God that can cause this response. If it isn't real, these people wouldn't be doing it. But it is real. The faith in Jesus Christ, so real that these people were willing voluntarily to keep preaching in spite of the fact that they could be thrown into prison just like Paul was.
所以这个呢，坦率的说呢，就是说是只有神的那个智慧呢，可以让他们有起这样的反应。因为呢，他们传的如果是真的，他们就可以放胆去传。那尽管说呢，如果他们传的这样的话呢，在传的过程中，像使徒保罗那样被关在监狱里去的话，他们呢也要为那个真道去传道。
And then in verse 15, there were two kinds of people preaching.
在第十五节里，有两类的人开始那个传道。Some,
verse 15, indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill. Two reasons for preaching.
第十五节说呢，固然有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意，所以这有两个原因呢，他们在传道。
And verse 16 explains, it says, the former, these who preach from envy and strife, they preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my chains.
第十六节说呢，就是说这一类人传基督是出于真敬，并不真诚，意思要加增我捆锁的苦处。
So some people thought, you know, if we start telling the same story that Paul has been telling, people, the government will get more angry at Paul and they will punish him more severely. So they told the story in order to make it worse for Paul.
因为他们有些人说呢，如果我们去传那个使徒保罗同样的道的话呢，那么说呢，当时的那个政府呢就会感到更加的愤怒。如果他们感到更加的愤怒的话呢，他们就会更加的严重的去迫害使徒保罗，让使徒保罗变得更难受。所以呢，他们传福音呢是为了让使徒保罗变得更难受去传的。
And even today, politicians do such same strange things. They often will preach someone else's message in a bad way so that people will have less respect for that message.
所以这个里面呢，就算当今的有些政客呢，他们也采取这种方式，他们把某个人的那个就是信息呢，到呢以一种那个不好的方式去传播呢，所以别人听了以后呢，因此呢就对那个最先开始传道的那个人印象不好。
But those true Christians, they were more emboldened to preach the truth of God. Verse 17, these the latter out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. So they said, we're going to preach what Paul would have preached, and Paul will be happy because we're doing that.
所以这个里面呢，还有一类人呢，他们是出于爱，就是说第17节讲的，但另一类人是出于爱，知道我是为便民福音设立的。那么说呢，他们这样呢，就是说他们这样去传使徒保罗的道呢，是为了爱使徒保罗，所以他们就去传同样的道。
So the result of that in verse 18 is what then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice and will rejoice.
所以第18节说呢，这又何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督被传讲了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
So Paul says, I rejoice in that those who love the Lord are preaching the truth, and I rejoice that those who don't love the Lord are still telling people about the truth, and as they tell them, the truth is going out.
因为那使徒保罗说呢，我在那些爱主的人，他们呢传福音呢，我非常的欢喜。那么是，就算那些出于嫉妒，他们不爱主的人呢，他们也传福音呢，我心里也欢喜，就是福音总是传出去了。
And Paul says the result of this is I am going to rejoice. I rejoice in it today, and I will rejoice in it tomorrow.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，这样的结果呢，是我会欢喜。我今天欢喜，那么明天呢，我还会欢喜。
Did Paul have a positive attitude?
使徒保罗是不是有一个正确的态度呢？
And the answer is, of course, he had a positive attitude. Even though he was in prison, he was happy because the truth of God was being preached.
所以呢，当然呢，他有一个正确的态度，因为使徒保罗呢，就算他被关在监狱里，那个福音呢，还是传出去了。
So, as I've told you, as going through this letter of Philippians, I end up with greater and greater and greater respect for this great man, Paul.
所以呢，跟大家讲过，当我呢读这些使徒保罗书信的时候呢，我就对使徒保罗呢越来越大的尊重这个人。
He's not praying for vengeance to fall on his enemies.
他呢就是说，并不是说呢，他想呢对他的敌人复仇去，传福音。
He's not even praying. I want to get out of prison soon.
他甚至都没有祷告，说他呢很快出监狱。
He's rejoicing in the fact that God is so great that he's able to make all these bad circumstances work out for good.
现在他能理解到呢这样一个点，就是说呢，就算是啊，在他这样的情况下，神呢也能从那个所有的他的糟糕的处境下带出好事来。
And the question is God big enough to take your circumstances, which may very well be difficult, and turn them for good as well?
所以呢，现在呢，就是问题是呢，神呢，是不是足够到大那样大一个程度呢？他也可以把你的困境，就是你现在处在困境呢，从那里呢，给你带来益处来了。
And the answer is yes. If you take Paul's attitude, if you trust the Lord in difficult circumstances, God is able to make the difficult things work out for your good and for the good of others and for the good of his kingdom.
所以这个里面答案是是的。如果你有使徒保罗这样的态度，你对神呢有足够的信靠，在你的困境中呢，那么神呢可以在这个里面，在你的困境里面给你带来益处，也给其他的人呢带来益处，也给神自己的王国带来益处。
And just one other reference now to this truth from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. You can turn there if you want, or just memorize, or just listen to it. But Romans 8, 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose."
这个给大家一个参考经文，你可以翻到罗马书8章28节。如果你翻不到呢，也听我们说读罗马书8章28节。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
It's a marvelous thing. Don't be distressed in the difficulties of life. Trust the Lord in the difficulties of life, and He will make all things work together for your good.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说是非常的奇妙的，在你自己的困境中呢，不要感到痛苦，因为呢，你要相信神，神呢，在你所在的困境中呢，能给你带来益处来。
Now that is amazing truth about God.
这是神呢，是非常神奇的真理。
The gods of this world, the gods of the imagination of people, they don't think God would be like that.
所以这个世界的神，或者说他们想象出来的那样的神呢，都不是像这个神这样的。
The other religions don't teach that God loves people so much that he reaches down to each individually. And makes the bad things for them good thing.
因为其他宗教呢，他们并不是去教导这样的事情，就是说呢，那个神呢，有足够的爱他们。甚至去接触他们每一个人，把每一个人自己的困境里面呢带出益处来。
So back to our passage now, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 19 says, "For I know that this will turn out for my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ."
所以我们现在回到腓立比书1章19节，说：“因为我知道这事借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。
He isn't saying, "I hope that God is going to be good."
”这并没有说呢，我希望神呢，他将会是好的。
He says, "I know that the present circumstances, adverse as they are, I know that they are going to work together for my good."
因为他说那是我知道呢，这个是现在是，就是说是他当时现在处在的情况下，他知道神呢能呢在他的困境中为他带来益处。
And two reasons for that.
这里有两个原因。
Number one, you, the Philippians, he says, are praying for me.
第一个呢，他说呢，你们，这指的是腓立比的圣徒，说呢，你们在为我祷告。
God will send salvation because you are praying.
神呢，他会把我救出来，是因为你们在祷告。
So the question is, why do we pray? Why do we have prayer meetings? Why do we pray privately in our minds, in our words? Why do we keep on praying? Answer, because God answers prayer.
所以呢，现在问题是呢，为什么我们要祷告？我们有那个祷告会，我们也有私下的祷告。我们在我们的思想里，在我们的话语里呢，我们就一直在祷告。这是因为呢，神会应允我们的祷告。
And the other reason that this will happen is that the Spirit of Jesus Christ will work in him.
那这个里面呢，就是另外一个理由呢，就是说啊，耶稣基督之灵呢会在他里面做工。
He's saying, I know God is faithful.
他说我知道神是信实的。
And he's saying, I know that you are faithful in praying for me.
他说我也知道你们非常的忠诚的在为我祷告。
And for that reason, he says, I know that this will turn out for my salvation.
因为这个理由呢，他说呢，我知道，终必叫我得救。
And then he goes on and explains his own attitude in this verse 20.
就是说他继续在讲，这是他自己的态度。
He says, according as my earnest expectation and hope. Is that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death.
所以这个里面的第20节，他继续说：“照我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧。只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
So he's saying again in verse 19, I know this is going to work because you're praying for me.
”所以再次呢，在19节里，他说呢：“我知道这个行得通，是因为你们在为我祷告。”
Because the Spirit of Christ will be supplied to me.
因为呢，基督的灵呢会供应我。
And number three, this is my hope and my expectation. I want Jesus Christ to be magnified in my body. And doesn't matter what way it goes, I want him to be magnified. All three of us are in perfect harmony on this. God will supply my need.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，他讲到的，这是第20节说呢。照着我所切慕、所盼望的，总要叫基督在我身上照常显大。他就说，那不管是出现什么样的困境，不管是什么样的事情，因为呢，有基督的供应，有你们的祷告，有神呢，就是说是在我里面，所以呢，这所有的一切总是叫我有这样的信心，叫基督在我里面照常显大。
Now it's interesting, he doesn't say, and on top of all this, it's not fair. I'm not being properly treated. They're not treating me right. I want to get out of this mess. He's not complaining. He's not fighting. He's not looking for vengeance. He is submissive to the will of God and praying that souls will get saved.
所以这个非常有意思，是说在这所有的情况下呢，使得保罗呢，他并没有去抱怨，他也并没有说是说这个不公平，因为我所现在处的处境对我来说并不是公平的，他也并没有去报复，也并没有去战斗，他而是说是顺服在神的旨意之下，他相信呢这一切呢，在神的救恩呢都会在他里面。
Now, he explains it further in verse 21. He says, For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
所以第21节，他继续解释说呢，对我来说，活着就是基督，死了就是得着。
Well, I can understand the latter part of that verse. To die is gain. Yep, that makes sense.
所以呢，我可以理解这个后面的这一部分说呢，死了就得着了，这个好像是有道理。
Jesus has promised to take me to heaven when I die.
这个主题是基督呢，他应许呢，当我死的时候会带我去天堂。
Is that going to be a good deal?
这个会不会是个好的交易呢？
Yeah, that's a good deal. That's way better than I got right now.
这当然是个好交易呢，因为比我现在要远远好得多。
If I get to go to heaven, I won't have any more pains in my body. I won't have any more responsibilities that I'm not fulfilling very well. I won't have to correct all the mistakes I've made. If I go to heaven, it's going to be a whole lot easier.
现在就是说，是在我如果我现在去了天堂，我的身体呢不会再有任何的疼痛和病痛。那么说呢，我自己呢就是很多责任没有好好的负起来呢，我也不用去担心。然后呢，还有很多的，就是说是那些事情呢，我做错了很多事情，我要去纠正的，也不会再有那样的事情了。
So we all have many problems and difficulties, and if we were to go to heaven, heaven would be marvelous, and all our problems and difficulties would be left behind. That's a good deal.
我们呢都有很多的困境，我们呢也有很多的麻烦。那么说呢，如果我们去到天堂的话呢，那么这所有的困境和麻烦呢都会抛在我们身后，这当然是个好的交易了。
But the first half of that verse is wonderful.
但是在前面的那一半的这节经文呢是奇妙的。
Paul says, For me, for to me, to live is Christ.
所以使徒保罗说：“对我来说，活着就是基督。
Paul says, I haven't joined a new religion. He said, What I have done is, when I trusted the Lord as my Savior, I became united with Jesus Christ, and the whole of my life is to live for Christ. He is my whole life.
”所以呢，使徒保罗说呢。我并没有加入一个新的宗教。那么说呢，当我那个信了主耶稣基督以后呢，我为着跟主耶稣基督就联合起来了。联合起来以后呢，那么说呢，我跟主耶稣基督，我的整个的人生呢，都是为了主耶稣基督而活。所以我活着是为了基督。
He's basically saying, I would far rather be suffering in prison with Jesus Christ than sitting by the seaside side on the Mediterranean, living the life of luxury without Jesus Christ.
他基本上说呢，我宁愿待在监狱里跟主耶稣基督在一起，而不愿就是说呢，我坐在地中海的海岸上一个非常豪华的休闲的地方去放松，而没有基督。
He's basically saying the benefit of the Christian life is life with Jesus. It is not ease, it's not money, it's not fun, it's not pleasure. All of those things may very well be true, but he said, for me, the key of the Christian life is to be with Christ. And with Christ in prison is better than anywhere else without Christ or even with less of Christ.
所以呢，使徒保罗基本上说呢，我们作为那个基督徒来说呢，我们人生的全部就是基督。那么说呢，不，而我们成为基督徒，并不是说是让我们的人生变得更加容易，让我们赚更多的钱，让我们积累更多的财富，让我们更加的愉快，而是说呢，我们就是说是所有的基督徒的全部就是基督。就算我现在待在监狱里和基督在一起，这是更好的，比在外面没有基督，或者说少一点基督要好得多。
Now, the Apostle Paul understood this. Many people who call themselves Christians don't understand it. They don't get that high. They don't reach that high.
所以这个里面呢，使徒保罗呢，他理解这一点。那么很多其他的人，他们称自己为基督徒的人呢，他们不理解到这一点，他们理解不到这个高度，他们的高度远远没有达到使徒保罗的高度。
Now he goes on and explains further in 22. He says, But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor.
接着第二十二节，他继续说呢：“但我在肉身活着，就是我恼怒的果子。
He's basically saying every day that I'm spending in prison is resulting in fruit from the labor that I'm doing in prison.
”对，他基本上说呢：“我在监狱里待的每一天，我所在这里的劳碌，都是因为我在监狱里。”而结出的果子。
If he were out preaching, souls would get saved. Lives would be transformed, Christians would grow, he would see lots of fruit, lots of benefit from what he was doing.
如果呢，那出了监狱，他呢会去让很多的灵魂得救，也会让很多人的人生改变，也会让很多的基督徒呢成长。那么说呢，他在监狱外面，要不就在监狱里面，要结的果子要多得多。
But he's not out doing the preaching.
但是他并没有出去传道。
And there's not an opportunity for many other things to happen to him.
对这个呢，也没有那样的，就是机会让很多其他的事情呢发生。
But he's still getting fruit from the labor because other people are preaching, other people are telling about Jesus, as we've just read, even though he is locked in a prison cell.
在这个里面呢，但是呢，他在监狱里的劳碌呢，仍然在结果子，因为呢，其他的在监狱外面的人去传福音，让一些人得救，就像我们在前面读到一样的，所以他尽管他在监狱里，他仍然结着果子。
And then he says, I'm sort of wondering what I should be praying for, what is going to come next.
现在这，然后再开始说呢，我就是不知道啊，我应该为什么去祷告，下一步应该怎么做？
So in verse 22, he says, so verse 20, sorry, verse 22, at the end, he says, yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart with Christ, which is far better.
这个第二十二节的后半部分说：“我就不知道该挑选什么，我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，这是好的无比的。
So he's saying, what would I rather? I could go to heaven now, that would be far better, or I could stay here.
”他说：“那我现在该怎么做呢？如果我现在去了天堂，那么说呢，这远远好的还不如比。那么说呢？”但是呢，我愿意呢留在这里。
So verse 24 says, nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. So I've got the choice. If I went to heaven, that would be good. But if I stayed alive, it would be more beneficial for the Philippians.
第二十四节说呢，然而我在肉身活着，更是为了你们的需要。他说呢，基本上说，如果我有选择的话呢，我可以选择去天堂，那是好的无比的。那么说呢，我可以选择留下来，留下来呢，是为了腓立比的基督徒们。
So again, there's the issue. Do I go to heaven and it'd be better for me, or do I stay alive because it'll be better for you?
现在这个里面呢，现在呢，就是他必须做这样一个选择，说呢，我去到天堂，那是好的无比的呢，或者说呢，我留在这里是为了你们的益处呢？
And so verse 25 is the answer. He says, and being confident of this, I know that I shall remain. And continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith.
然后第25节呢，给出答案。他说：“我既然这样深信，我知道仍要住在世间，继续与你们众人同住，使你们的信心又长进又喜乐。”
He's saying, if I stay alive, even in prison,
他就说呢：“就算我活着，我就算是在监狱里。”
it will result in two things for you.
这里呢，对你们来说会产生两件事情。
Number one, you will progress.
第一个呢，你们要长进。
That means they will become stronger Christians.
这个意味着他们会变成呢强大的基督徒。
So they will progress in the faith. That's wonderful. Christians are like children. They've got to grow up.
所以这个里面呢，他们的信心呢长进，这个是非常奇妙的。那个基督徒们呢，就像孩子一样的要长大。
And they grow up by being trained and by taking on more and more responsibility.
他们长大呢，是通过训练，而且呢，越来越多的负责任。
And so he's basically saying, if I remain alive, I can help you grow more. You will grow better. That's marvelous.
但是呢，如果我现在活着，或者我可以帮助你们呢，就是说是更多的那个成长得更好，这对你们来说是非常好的。
And number two, Paul says, if I stay alive, you will have more joy.
所以使徒保罗说呢，如果第二点，如果我活着，那么你们会有更多的喜乐。
They would have been very, very sad if Paul had died.
所以呢，如果使徒保罗死了，他们肯定会非常非常悲伤。
They loved Paul and they rejoiced in Paul, and one day, Paul said he's going to go to be with them, and that's going to make them happy. They recognize Paul was their father, and like us, we say, I don't want to lose my father.
所以这个里面呢，在使徒保罗爱他们，使徒保罗呢在监狱外的时候呢，花了大量的时间呢和他们在一起，他们呢就是对待保罗就像对待自己的父亲一样，如果使徒保罗死了，就像他们的父亲死了一样。
And so more about the joy, verse 26 says that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again.
26节说：“叫你们在耶稣基督里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。
So he says, I'm not looking forward to going to heaven. I'm looking forward to going to visit you again. Soon I'm going to come to you again.
”因为他基本上说呢，我现在并不盼望去天堂，我盼望的是呢，就是去到你们那里。所以在这里说呢，因为我再到你们那里，我希望再到你们那里去。
And then he said, this is your responsibility in the light of these facts.
所以说呢，这现在呢，这是你们的职责，在这样一个很快的人生里面。
He says, let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or I'm absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel.
第二节说呢，只要你们的言行与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的情况，知道你们同有一个灵站立的稳，为着福音的信心齐心努力。
So these are marvelous results that could come. And he's basically saying, you have got to live up to your responsibilities now. If I'm with you, you grow up. If I'm not with you, you grow up. I want you to be strong. I want you to be doing what is right, regardless of where I am and when I'm there.
所以呢，他就说呢，这里呢会产生奇妙的结果。那么说呢，因此呢，使徒保罗说呢，我要你们负起你们的责任来，不管我在你们那里，我不在你们那里，我都要你们负起自己的责任。你们要成长，你们要长大。
So he says, I want you all to be mature Christians. I want you to stand fast in the Spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel.
他说呢，我要你们都成为非常成熟的基督徒，就是第二细节说呢，知道你们同有一个灵站立的稳，为着福音的信心齐心努力。
So he says, what I want now is to ensure that you will be one mind. And strive together. I want you to be living in harmony together. Don't fight.
所以呢，他说有一件事情我期待你们，因为我想你们呢。 同有一个灵，你们要站立得稳，因为你们要同心协力，你们要和睦相处。
Don't fight his hey. It's a comment that parents often make to children.
所以不要打架，这是呢父母通常呢跟孩子们说的话。
And sometimes my father would go out with my mother.
所以有时候呢，我的父亲呢会和我的母亲一起出门。
He would leave the two of us at home on our own, just my sister and me.
他会把我们两个人呢单独待在家里，就是我姐姐和我自己。
And he would say to us, don't fight. You
他就
get
觉得，
along, love one another, don't fight. Parents want the children not to fight.
他会跟我们说呢，你们两个不要打架，你们要和睦相处，你们要互相爱。父母通常告诉孩子要互相爱，要和睦，不要打架。
Now it's a big possibility for Christians to fight.
所以呢，对基督徒来说呢，有很大的可能性，他们去争斗。
We're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to be of one mind. We're supposed to think the same. And we're supposed to work together, strive together in the faith of the gospel.
所以呢，我们不应该去争斗，不应该去打架，我们应该呢，就是有同一个灵，我们的思维方式应该是一样的，我们要一起工作，而且我们要为福音呢站立得住。
This theme is going to be picked up again and again as we go through this book. God expects his people to live in harmony one with another, loving one another, encouraging one another, helping one another, working together.
所以这样的主题呢，在腓立比书里就会不断的重复，因为神呢希望他的孩子们呢，他们要非常的和睦，他们互相爱，互相帮助，一起互相工作。
So now, again, back to verse 25, he's saying, I want this. I want you all to progress and have joy in your faith. These are the two things I'm looking for.
所以回到第25节，使徒保罗说呢，我在指望你们是这样的，因为你们的信心呢要长进，又要有喜乐，所以这个他希望他们在他们身上发生这两件事情。
Therefore, he says, I want you, verse 27, to have one mind and work together for the faith of the gospel.
因此呢，他在第27节说呢，我想要你们同有一个灵，站立的网，为着福音的信心齐心努力。
And then, verse 28, he says, I don't want you in any way to be terrified by your adversaries.
所以第28节说呢，凡事不怕敌人的惊吓。
Don't be afraid of those who will be opposed to you if you follow the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，就是说是，如果你跟从主耶稣基督的话呢，你不要害怕那些反对你的人。
And he basically says, if you're not afraid of your adversaries, they will probably consider that a proof of perdition. Something's wrong with you.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是他说呢，如果你们不怕敌人的惊吓。这就证明他们逞能，因为他们知道在他们身上有些事情不对了。
They would be saying, Don't you know you should be afraid of me?
所以你会说呢？你知道吗？你不应该害怕我的。
And you say, No, I'm not afraid of you. I'm looking for salvation. And that from God is the way verse 28 ends.
对呢，你说那不，我根本就不害怕你，因为呢，你们得救是出于神，这是在第28节的后面。
So the Christian goes through life with an amazing confidence. He's not afraid of his enemies. He's trusting in God, who is greater than his enemies.
对呢，基督徒呢，他通过他的人生的时候，有一个极大的信心在里面，因为他们知道。他们的神呢，比那个他们的敌人要大得多，所以他们根本就不害怕他们的敌人。
And so in verse 30, he's saying, having the same conflict which you saw in me and now here is in me.
第三十节说呢，你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见、现在所听见的一样。
He's basically saying, if you live the kind of life that I live, then you can expect to have the same confidence and the same blessing from life that I have.
那基本上说呢，如果你们活出像我这样的人生的话呢，那基本上呢，你就可以得到像我这样的深深的信心和我得到的福气。
Paul isn't saying I'm different from you. Paul is saying, if you're like me, the blessings that God gives to me, he will give you to you. Keep on following me.
所以呢，使徒保罗并不是说呢，我跟你们不一样。说的是他说呢，如果你们跟从我的话呢，那么神给我的福气呢，你们也会得到。所以你们要一直保持跟着我。So
now he's going to go on and he's going to talk about the examples of others that will be an encouragement to the saints as well.
然后呢，他就继续，我在下一章里呢，就是去谈到其他的一些人，他们同样呢，也可以给基督徒呢带来鼓励。He
says, therefore, if there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind.
所以腓立比书第二章第一节说呢，在基督里若有什么劝勉，有什么爱的安慰，有什么圣灵的交通，有什么慈悲与怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱相同，有一样的心思，一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。So
Christians are verse 2, they are to be like-minded, having the same love and having one mind.
所以呢，基督徒呢，就要像这个第二节你说的这样，他们呢意念相同，爱相同，有一样的心思，一样的意念。
So Christians are to learn to think alike.
所以呢，基督徒们他们学会就是有一样的心思。
We study the Bible together in order that in part we will think alike, we will act alike, because we learn alike.
所以呢，我们来一起学习圣经呢，就是想让我们就是说是思维一致，行动一致，因为我们学呢，就是要学习一致。
So Christians are not supposed to be a bunch of individuals running around saying, look at me, how good I am. We're all to be together and saying, look at how good Jesus is.
所以这个呢，基督徒们并不是说一群人到处去说，你看看我这个人呢多么的杰出，多么的好，而不是我们不是那样人，我们是一群人呢出去说呢，你们看主耶稣基督有多好。
Now, one of the many themes of the book of Philippians is the theme of joy.
所以在腓立比书这里的很多的主题呢，那就是喜乐的主题。
And so he's saying to the Philippians as children, he's saying, fulfill my joy, I want you to think alike.
所以这个里面他对腓立比的基督徒说呢，就像对孩子说话一样的，因为你们有一样的意念心思，使我的喜乐呢就可以满足了。
He said, there'll be no joy in my heart and life if the Philippian church is fighting one another, this group fighting that group, this individual fighting that group. No, no, no. That's not what God wants.
所以他说呢，如果那个腓立比的信徒们呢，这一组人对抗那一组人，这个人和另外一个人争斗，那么说呢，他说不不不，这不是神想要的，这我心里呢也不会有喜乐。Now,
That kind of an attitude is not the attitude of the world.
所以这样的一个态度呢，并不是这个世界的态度。
In the world, each one is trying to be better than the other. Each one is trying to prove that they're the best.
所以这个呢，在世界里，每个人呢，他总是想证明他比别人强，他们总是想证明他们才是最好的。
In the business world, there's a famous line. I'm not sure what it's like in Chinese, but in English, we often use the word kill the competition.
所以在那个生意场上呢，英语里有句话，就是我不知道中文是怎么说的，但英语说的是呢，把你的竞争者杀死。
The people in the world are each trying to be better than the other person.
所以这世界上的人呢，他们总是想试图呢，他们比别人强。
They want to be able to brag and say, I earn more money than you do.
他们呢，最终呢，总是想去吹嘘，说呢，我赚的钱比你多。
I've got a bigger whatever it is than you have.
我有一个比你大的，不管是什么东西，比你的大。
And they're trying to prove that by what they've got, what they do, they're trying to prove that they are better.
所以他们呢，就是他们做的事情，他们得到的东西呢，他们总是想试图他们比你强。
And the Christian is trying to prove that Jesus is better.
所以基督徒们总是试图要去证明主耶稣才是最强的。
So, doesn't matter where you go, doesn't matter what you look, the Christian is always saying, I am a servant of Jesus, that's all I am. And the world is saying, no, look at me, I do this better, I've got this, I deserve more.
所以这个呢，不管我们做什么，基督徒，不管我们去到哪里，我们说呢，我们是基督的仆人，就是所有的我们要说的就是这一句话。那么世界上的人他岂不是这样？他说：“你看我做的这，我做的那，我比你强。
So maybe just a little illustration again from our family.
”你再次呢，就是拿我的家人做一个举例。
My mother and father tried to think alike.
所以他的父母呢，试图呢，就是思考方式，思考一致。
And so sometimes I would ask my father a question, and I would say, What do you think about this?
所以呢，有时候呢，我去问我爸爸一个问题，我说你怎么看这个事情？
And she would say, Well, did you ask your mother?
所以他会说呢，你问过你妈妈了吗？
And I sometimes would say, Yes.
我有时候说呢，是的，我问过了。
And then he said, Well, whatever your mother said is what I think.
所以他说呢，不管你妈妈说什么，那就是我所想的。
And my mother often would say, well, especially when we were at mealtime together, a question would come up.
所以呢，特别是呢，在我们吃饭的时候呢，我的妈妈在那里的时候呢，我们通常会问问题。
And my mother would listen to my father answer the question.
我的妈妈会听我的父亲来回答问题。
And then she would say, Yes, that's what I think.
他妈妈就会说：“这是我同意。
And we sort of learned that so much. I got to the point where sometimes I would go to my mother or my father and I would ask this specific question, Father, What am I supposed to think about that? You tell me what I should think, please.
”所以这个里面呢，通常呢，最终呢，我就会呢，到我的父亲和我的母亲那里去，或者说，我跟我父亲说：“父亲呢，你觉得我应该怎么去想？我们怎么学会像你们那样思考？”
And I would say that because down through the years, I had learned to think like them and they had learned to think like Jesus. I wanted to know how they thought like Jesus.
所以这个呢，我去问这个问题的原因呢，是因为呢，我花了很多年去学会像怎么样像他们那样去思考，就像他们怎么样像主耶稣基督那样去思考一样，我想要像主耶稣基督一样的去思考。
You know, we didn't have very many fights in our house.
所以你知道吗，在我们家里呢，没有什么争斗。
We all tried to think like Jesus.
我们所有的人呢，都试图和主耶稣基督同一个心思。
All right, so this is what we've got coming up in the next section now. Verse 3 says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
我们现在呢，来到下一个部分，第三节。他说呢，凡事不可纷争，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。Why
would I insist on my own way?
我为什么不去坚持我自己的方式呢？
Why would I trust my own mind?
我为什么不相信我自己的心思呢？
Answer very simply, because I might have selfish ambition, I might be conceited, I might not esteem others to be better than me. I might say, I want what I want the best for me. I don't care about you, all I care about is me.
所以答案呢就非常简单，因为呢我不想纷争，那不贪图虚浮的荣耀，要心存谦卑，看别人比自己强。我不要说单顾自己的事儿，不顾别人事。我要顾自己的事儿，也要顾别人的事儿。And
that's the way the world works, but that's not the way the church works.
所以这是世界上呢，它行事的方式，并不是教会的行事方式。
The church is full of people whose concern is only the welfare of the other people.
所以呢，教会呢是这样的一群人，他们只是呢，就是为了别人的益处而去思考。
And so verse 6 says, or verse 4 rather says, let each of you look out only, not only for his own interest, but also for the interests of others.
因此，第四节说呢，个人不要单顾自己的事儿，也要顾别人的事儿。What
do you say when you get up in the morning?
你早晨起来，你准备说什么？
You say, how can I help some other people today?
你说今天我可以帮到谁呢？
What can I do? I could do this for them. It'll be better for them if I do this.
所以呢，我可不可以做这样的事情呢？ 如果我在做这件事情呢， 对他们来说是有益处的。
That's what a good mother says when she gets up every morning, isn't it?
这就是一个好的母亲呢， 就是每天早晨起来说的话，是不是呢？
And that's what the Christian ought to do.
这就是基督徒应该去做的事情。
Remember, the Lord said the greatest law is to love the Lord with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. The Christian is full of love. Jesus loves him, and therefore he can and must love others.
在这个里面呢，你们大家都记得我们的主呢，他说的呢最大的诫命呢，就是要全心全意全力爱你的神。第二大的诫命呢，就是要爱你的邻舍如爱自己。那么说呢，如果主爱我们，我们爱主，那么我们也该去爱我们的邻舍。
So here now is a wonderful verse for you to memorize and to say, Lord, this is what I want to live.
你这里呢，就是一个奇妙的一些经文呢，你们可以把它背下来，你们就跟主说呢，主啊，这就是我想要去做的。
Verse 4, let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. That's how you can have one mind.
所以呢，第四节说呢，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要照顾别人的事儿。这就是你们怎样可以有一个同一个心思。
That's how you can have joy.
这就是怎样可以获得喜乐。
That's how you can begin to be like the Apostle Paul.
这就是你可以怎样开始像使徒保罗那样。
And in the verses that follow, that's how you can be like Jesus.
所以这个接下来的这些经文呢，就是你怎样可以像主耶稣基督一样。
And so here's verse 5, a marvelous verse. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
所以第五节呢是非常奇妙一节经文，说你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
So the Christian wants to be like Jesus.
所以基督徒们呢，他们想要像基督一样。
The Christian tries to be like Jesus.
所以基督徒呢，要试图像耶稣一样。
And so he says, I'm going to start by thinking like Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
所以这个里面呢，他同样的就是说，因此基督徒说，我要像耶稣那样去思考。所以这句经文说呢，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
If you think the right way, you can act the right way.
如果你思考的方式是对的，那么你行动的方式呢就会对。
But it's very hard to act the right way when you don't think the right way.
但是非常难的是，如果说是你去做的正确的方式做，但是你的思维却不正确。
And so to become a Christian, a man confesses his sins, he repents, and he says, God, I'm the sinner. I want to follow you. I want to think like you, not like the devil anymore.
所以这个里面呢，基督徒呢要想成为基督呢，那他首先呢要向神呢认罪。他说呢：“神呐、啊，我是个罪人，我现在呢要你饶恕我的罪，我要想像您那样去思考，我不想再像魔鬼那样去思考了。
So here's the question. How did Jesus think about life?
”所以这里是问题，主耶稣基督他怎样去思考人生的呢？
And so verses 6 and 7 begin to tell us this.
第六节、第七节开始告诉我们。
He said, being in the form of God, he did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant and becoming in the likeness of man.
第6节说，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了仆人的形象，成为人的样式。
So Jesus is God, and being God, as he was, he became a man. Of all things, the great and glorious God stoops down so low that he actually became a man.
所以主耶稣基督他是神，他和神在一起，他过去是神，他永远是神。但是呢，他呢谦卑自己到这样一个程度，他呢就是最终呢下来放低自己，把自己变成了个人。
And the most natural and the most expected thing would be that when Jesus, who is God, became a man, he would have become a king. He would have been born in a palace. He would have ruled over an army, over an economy of extreme greatness.
对这个最自然的逻辑、自然的思考是呢，如果主耶稣基督他是神的话，他变成了一个人，那么说呢，他就会变成一个王，他会出生在宫殿里，住在宫殿里，他会就是带领军队。
And when he became a man, instead of becoming a king, he became a servant.
所以呢，当他成为人的时候呢，他并没有成为一个王，而成了一个仆人。
Why would he have become a servant?
他为什么要成为一个仆人呢？
Well, he became a servant in order to teach us what we should be.
所以他成为仆人呢，就是为了要教导我们，让我们知道我们应该成为什么样的。
He became a servant, and he would say, "You know who I am? I'm God, and that's why I'm your servant."
他就是能成为仆人，他就会跟你说：“你知道我是谁吗？我是神，所以因此呢，我成为你的仆人。
We would logically take the opposite argument, and we would say, "Well, do you know who I am? I'm pretty bigwig around here. I think you people should become my servants."
因为这个呢，我们的逻辑恰恰相反，是不是呢？我们通常会说呢，你知道我是谁吗？我是多大一个人物吗？所以你们都要成为我的仆人。
And the Philippians could have said, I'm a bigwig, and I think you other Philippians should follow me.
所以呢，就是腓立比的有些人呢，他可能会这样说，他说：“你知道吗？我是个大人物，所以你们都应该跟从我。”
Paul basically said, When I was in Philippi, I wasn't there as king, I was there as your servant. But more importantly, Jesus, when he came, he wasn't here as king. He didn't live like a king, he lived as a humble servant, and he worked hard.
所以呢，这使徒保罗基本上对他们说呢，就是当我在腓立比的时候呢，我并不是说是在做王在你们那里，我是你们的仆人。所以呢，更重要的是主耶稣基督呢，他来的时候呢，他呢并没有是以王的形式出现，他以仆人的形式出现。
Basic themes in the book of Philippians so far. Number one, how do we have joy?
所以呢，基本的主题在腓立比书到目前为止，我怎样可以拥有喜乐呢？
Answer, we live like the Apostle Paul. He had joy because he was doing God's will, and others loved him as a consequence.
所以呢，就是答案是呢，就是说你要像使徒保罗那样活着，因为使徒保罗呢，就是说呢，他有很大的喜乐，是因为呢别人爱他。
What's the other great prayer for Paul regarding the Philippians? That they have one mind, that they think alike.
对这个那个使徒保罗对当时的腓立比人最大的一个祷告什么呢？他们要有同一个心思，就是他们要思考的方式相同。
How did they learn to think alike? Very simple. They think like Jesus thought.
所以他们怎么样学会就是有同样的心思呢？非常简单，他们呢去学会像主耶稣基督那样思考。
But what we've learned so far is different from what other religions would teach.
因为我们现在到目前为止学的呢，是和其他的宗教所教的东西是不一样的。
But you see, Christianity isn't a religion. Christianity is a person. It's Jesus Christ.
所以呢，你就看见了，那我们的基督教呢，它并不是一个宗教，它是关于主耶稣基督这
It
个人。
isn't what we think about God. It is what God thinks about us. He loves us and He wants us to be like Jesus, and He tells us how we can do that.
这个里面呢，是我们怎样去看神呢？我们的就是怎样去思考神，因为神爱我们，爱我们呢，他想要我们像主耶稣基督那样。那么说呢，我们怎么像主耶稣基督那样呢？我们学会像主耶稣基督那样去思考。
That's our time for tonight. That's our lesson for tonight. May the Lord bless us.
于是这个我们今天的课程呢，学到这里，我们时间也到了，愿主呢赐福我们。
And so we're just going to pray. I wonder again, Roy, could you pray for us this evening? Ask the Lord to bless us, and then we'll get together next week by the will of God.
我们来做一个结束的祷告。今天呢，还是叫我做一个祷告。那么祷告，这样天父，感谢您呢，赐给我们这样的时间在一起。Father, we thank you that we have this opportunity to get here to study your word. So, Father, we thank you for Harold. Thank you for everybody who joined this Bible study. 既然天父了，我们也感谢 Harold 给我们来讲，感谢呢所有来参加这样学习的人。So Father, we pray, we will believe like the Apostle Paul, but now others and think like our Lord Jesus Christ. 既然天父，我们也祷告，我们呢就会像使徒保罗那样去思考，成为像他那样的人，像我们的主耶稣基督那样去思考。So Father, bless our meeting tomorrow and bring us there that you think who should be there. So 就是父啊，请你呢赐福给我明天的，就是说敬拜，就把那些呢，您觉得那个应该来参加的人呢带到这里来。Father, we Thank you, and we praise you, and thank you that we all are here. Thank you that you love us, and thank you that you give the Lord Jesus Christ to us as our Lord and Savior. 所以，今天天父呢，我们感谢您，感谢我们赞美您，感谢您呢，就是说是把主耶稣基督赐你足够的爱我们，把主耶稣基督呢赐给我们，做我们的主和救主。So Father, bless us all, bring us back next week as
Amen.
we commit ourselves and everything into your hands. In the
Amen.
name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. 那今天天父呢，下个星期把我们带回来，感谢您呢，就是说是我们将我们自己和一切的事情都交在您的手里。我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名，Amen。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you
Amen.
all tonight. The Lord bless us.